The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You've got Bradley and Jake. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, updates, posts, contentions, comments,
and such. It's happening.
You can check me out on Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook as well. And or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1, double E, friends. Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Can you explain that, sir?
Because you don't want to have your brain stuck in somebody else's head, and you don't want to put your brains there in the first place. We just got a comment from Dallas Kirk who said, just found you on internet radio and enjoying what I hear. I want to bring everybody to the fact that you can hear us on our phone app. You can download it on sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's very cool, by the way.
Yes.
Yes.
Groovy.
Yes.
Also, tunein.com carries our show. Conservative
very
radio
patriotic
app.
Yeah.
Also, news/talk on iTunes, I just found out from one of our listeners today.
Oh, wonderful.
We're on there.
Oh, yes.
You also get a weekly update every week if you sign up for it on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Dale Russell said, I encourage everyone to be a part owner of the greatest radio broadcast to date. Visit the website and help out if you can. These guys magnify our patriots' duty.
Wait a second.
Only
that
by
guy's
telling
a
people
part of
the truth.
Constitutional course, Jake.
Truth is what the people
you're
need
showing
to hear.
Bias.
Actually, he became a part of the constitutional course by listening to the radio program.
Oh, gotcha.
And for all of you that want to join the constitutional course, sorry, we're in lecture 7. We're going to be doing a free graduation.
Yeah, so we're going to be graduating soon enough here.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Cool.
And then keep posted because we'll have another update on when we'll be running through the 12-week course.
Jake,
again.
Am I wrong in saying this, but I've got two diplomas. I got another diploma coming up here. And in saying that, I almost feel unfit to have the first diploma because there's so much stuff that needs to be known about our foundations.
Yep.
Just when you think you know a little something, it's like, oh my gosh, I got to take this thing again and again and again and again.
Something breaks
so
open.
I guess the impression that I'm getting is that I'm going to be, well, learning the rest of my life.
Yes. I think that's a good thing to put in mind that you're
being
going
facetious.
To do.
It's a good place to be. Power under control, that's meekness, sure. Always meekness. Stay there, friends,
humility.
Because that's the reason our dependency is upon the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. He knows everything.
That's right.
We don't.
And we can't just learn by history or studying the laws of nature. We need that revealed law God gives daily.
But do you ever feel like you don't know enough to hit a topic? And it's like, man, I mean,
pretty
someone
much
will
all
listen
the time.
To I just listened to a radio interview I did in Pennsylvania this morning.
Yeah, as
a Clear
fact,
Channel station.
That's right. Bobby Gunther Walsh.
I listened to the radio interview, and it was like, man, I felt like hanging up the phone. I just didn't feel like I was giving him adequate information. Mm-hmm. And I listened, and it's like, whoa, it really kind of sounds like you know what you're talking about, dude. And I'm glad that I do, but I'm also glad that I'm nitpicking myself. I'm critiquing myself. Because when I look at the price paid for my freedoms, namely in the spiritual, that's why I'm always excelling to exceed in thought. I don't want to fail. I don't want to misrepresent Christ in anything that I do. I really don't. So I got to stick close to what he says. And when I hit a bump in the road in conversation, just like I did a couple seconds ago, it stands out to me. I can't stand making mistakes.
The only thing that people don't need to err on is that in fear of making a mistake, you never move forward.
No, but I'm thinking about the guys that honor the Tomb of the Unknown Soldiers.
Yeah.
I don't know if America,
they don't
if you're
get
aware
out there
of this.
If they
no,
make
they
mistakes.
Don't because they say they have one appearing, and they actually, their shoeshine alone, friends, takes 8 hours just for their shoe shine before they go out and honor the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. Mm-hmm. And I feel that way all the time in everything that I do.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's self-inflicting wounds going on around here, listen, Mike, those that critique me, those that, misrepresent my ministry, they can go ahead and have at it because I don't beat over the top of my head. They're not
Nobody
even
does
close.
It more than you?
No, they don't do it better than I do it. I mean, ask my wife. She'll say, man, everything that guy comes up, everybody can look at it and say, man, that was great. And I'm sitting there thinking, man, but I blew it here and I blew it here and I blew it here. Is that human or is that inhuman?
To blow it?
No, I mean, I'm glad that I have that within my heart. I mean, this isn't a counseling session, Jake. I just want people to understand how I am about everything that we do here. Folks, I have pictures in the office. I use a balance on every one of those pictures.
That's a good idea.
And people come in here and say, man, who's done your design? It's like, well, what's so great about the design? I think it looks cool, but they come in here and they think it looks just out of this world. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to come down and see my pictures, friends, please do. The doors are always open. But anyways, that's all I wanted to say. It does matter how we represent because the world is watching, and we only have one opportunity in doing that. Going back to the Constitution course, I feel undone every time I go through it.
Yep, and it unravels really even more. And the only way to know or outdo your enemy is, number one, have the Spirit of Christ. And number two, you have to have the knowledge to be able to be equipped to enter into the system or enter into the battle with them.
I think we should always strive to the next level. I mean, Christ said that we're to press into the kingdom of God.
Never graduate.
And if you look at the military, man, they're always pressing into the next level. Jesus said, unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes of the Pharisees, you'll in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. And it's exactly that. Mm-hmm. I feel that all the time. Unless I'm in the presence of God and I'm doing it the way that he does. Here, I'll say this and I'm done. It was as Peter and John, when they were standing in front of the Pharisees said they were unlearned and ignorant men, but they perceived that they were with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's where their genius was in Christ.
Amen.
That's where I want my genius always to be in Jesus' name. Yep. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Does that make sense now?
Yeah.
So all that prattling.
That was a lot.
Yeah, it was. Did you like it, though?
Sure.
I mean, apparently somebody likes it.
Somebody's
that's why we have
it.
All these people
they
listening to us
off.
Every day. Folks, Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and, of course, a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-888-888-8888. 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Now, Jake, I always break into your convo. I'm sorry for that.
Hey, this
I don't
is talk
need to
radio.
Piggyback. I understand that. This I understand is... that. It's not rude radio.
No.
Okay, hurry up.
Lightness.
Hurry it up.
Thank you for your graciousness, sir. Okay, so this past...
Are you almost
well,
done?
Let's say... but I haven't got started yet.
Sorry
about
Saturday,
that, Saturday, you were on Sam Sorbo's show, Flashpoint Live.
Yeah.
Also, Steve... Yeah?
Kevin Sorbo's yes. wife, she is... I don't know anything about her, really.
No.
She was at the CNP in Arizona, and that's all I know.
Yeah. And then we went to Steve Davis... who were just on his program today. Also,
you did.
Jerry Newcomb. That's right.
I didn't hear that. Why didn't I get to hear that?
Jake,
when you do interviews, I'm not qualified to listen.
It's a secret. You know, I just, I don't have
enough
time to
Is it the tier thing?
Put it together. What?
Is it the tier thing? Is that the
issue? Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
Not at all.
This guy a nice guy?
I don't cry that much. Yeah, very nice guy.
Cool.
Steve, he gave a second to talk about the column that we'll talk about here a little bit more in a second. But
okay.
Also, too, Bobby Gunther Walsh in Allentown, PA.
Sounds like Larry King. I just listened to the interview.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he sounds like Larry King a lot.
Yeah.
It's like, is this Larry?
I was thinking
is this
that.
Lawrence King?
Who's the promoter? I'm thinking of the King guy that was the promoter for boxing.
Don King. You see it in Miami.
I thought you were talking about him.
No.
I'm like, wait a minute. No.
No.
Not Don King.
No.
Larry King.
Matter of fact, he's the only
Suspenders.
Guy that when you Skype, you only can see half his head.
That's...
I don't know why.
Because his gray hair is about 6 feet above the top
right.
of his crown.
That's right. Like a flame going.
Yes.
Can Liberty Win Do the Math was just a column that was released on WorldNet Daily. Bradley wrote, the text art says God is willing to answer us if we are willing to take him at his word, appeal to heaven, and claim that there is, quote, no king but King Jesus in America. These were the models of the revolution, and they must be our models today if we want to see the same victorious results.
Let's just go back to what the conservatives love. They love Reagan. They
yeah,
said if we ever turn our backs on God, then we will be, he
that's
said,
right.
one nation gone
right.
under.
We ever cease to be one
that's
nation
scripture.
Under God, we'll
That's a great way of putting scripture in context. Yeah.
I did that quite a bit. Now, this has been giving a lot of people hope, and I encourage you to read it. Again, it's on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
They're saying, amen, hallelujah.
As a matter of fact, that's what Sheila said. Could not have said it. Sheila Harris on Facebook. Could not have said it better myself. It's burning in my heart. 3 exclamation points.
Amen.
Also, too, got one from Roy Callahan. He's United States Navy retired.
Amen. Thank you for your service.
Wonderful article. Thanks for recounting history and writing this article. Yours in the Bill of Rights, he signed it.
Yeah.
Roy Callahan.
Just like John Knox said, one man with God is in the majority.
That's right.
People need to understand that so it was with the foundations of our country. God used a small minority of people to establish the freedoms that you still walk in today, friends. You have the freedom to do the right thing still.
And that article outlays it all. So, again, can liberty win? Do the math on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. It's being posted all
can
over
I
the country right now,
can I ask you a question?
Right now,
so,
too.
Did you really mean outlays, or are you talking King James Version, or do you mean lays out?
Oh, I thought
out?
I said outlets.
No. What you said was right, but did you say that forward or backwards? Because it sounds like you've been reading King James.
I do read King James.
You said outlays, not lays out.
Matter of fact, I've been reading Vindicae Contranos Tyrannos.
Dude, hey, I'm telling you,
like straight Latin.
When you study the old time reformers and the generals, it totally is.
Yeah.
It's they what it takes 5 minutes to say today, they'll say it in a sentence back then.
Yep. Maybe even in one word.
Yes.
Those words were big words.
Yes.
Matter of fact, that's why Noah Webster put together the dictionary, because we in America.
He's a smart guy.
We in America did not have an American English dictionary. It was all relying upon Great Britain.
He's also got his own Bible, too, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Webster Bible.
Yes.
Also, too, Patricia Coley said, great show, guys. This was on our show with Ramon Romano. Remember him? Was it on Saturday?
No.
He was the guy who's like 24. He called in from Florida.
Oh,
Ramon.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, on our show.
That's
I'm
right.
Sorry. I thought you were still talking about interviews, but yep.
No, this one, Patricia just chimed in.
I bet she loves the fact that you called her Patrick 2 times.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Patricia, I am sincerely sorry.
Yeah.
That's not going to be a great show. But Ramon, back to Ramon.
Yeah.
Wonderful cat.
Yeah.
Understands what's going on. I can't believe I just said that. Wonderful cat. I've been hanging out with Massey too much.
Live in the sky,
man,
brother. You've been watching Nikki Cruz?
I must be. You're crossing the switchblade. Scott Rose also, and Jane Scrogans. This is on that Scott Rose topic on the Huffington Post writer who says that all Christians should be crucified until they die.
And let them bleed on the cross.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they're loving, tolerant.
We posted that, and that's what Jane said. Jane Scrogan said, surprise, surprise, I thought these nuts were supposed to be demanding tolerance.
Yeah.
Well, you'll find out the exact opposite.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right. And that's how they operate. And if people can get a hold of their methodology as to how they operate, you win, friends.
Exactly.
Yep.
And just, it happened, just.
The law's on your side.
That's absolutely.
Yeah.
And when it happens to you once, you're going to understand.
Well,
this isn't about peace.
The law should be
tolerance.
On your side. I'm sorry.
That's for sure. And it's up to us to enforce that because, again, law is just words on a paper unless there's justice present. If there's no justice, the laws are irrelevant in society and what happens with the people.
And it's fixed and established as that's a permanent rule.
That is exactly right.
Yes.
No debating that.
Yep, just like the Medes and the Persians.
Ooh.
Those laws will not be changed or undone.
Well, that just really offends me. How's that going to help?
Let it be written and let it be done.
Done. Eric Holder, homeschooling isn't a right. This was on Facebook as well. George Autry said, the first thing that needs to be done is to educate the majority that what this gang of thieves and murderers is doing is wrong. Speaking again of Eric Holder, we talked about it last week as a topic. Homeschooling isn't a right, he told people. It's not a Christian right.
Yeah.
I go on. George says.
Wait a second. So is Eric Holder that works for We the People?
Mm-hmm.
Where does he get his rights then to violate our rights?
Well, I guess he thinks that he was born with that.
No, he thinks he's
that.
A demigod and he thinks he's above the law.
That's
we
right.
need to bring forth justice to this injustice department,
yes,
friends.
That's actually the question next. He says most people don't care. They get their news from
mark. They will sooner or later.
You got that right.
You have communists today, friends, that moved to America because they wanted asylum here.
Yep.
They're here. They're warning the people. You don't know what it's like to be in this sort of totalitarian bondage. And I say this, you don't know what you have until it's lost.
Sure.
Yeah.
He said, write about this on your blogs, tweet it, Facebook it, get the news out. Bradley, you're doing a great job. And Wendy Persinger followed up on that and says, what can we do if Congress isn't doing anything to stop them?
I think we are. Right. And I think that's what's taking place today. But, Jake, what was the comment that we got from our effeminate friend out in Washington?
That's right.
I think it was important that you shared that.
You guys got to go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook because we get them all sorts of colorful characters. We have a gentleman who is extremely pro-homosexual lobby who asked us the question last week, why is it that you guys talk about gay sex all the time?
It has nothing to do with gay sex. It's not about attacking any particular people. It's about protecting a particular people that are under attack, namely the young people in public schools and in this country that we are not going to stand down protecting.
That's right. Yeah. So I commented back, those who care about your First Amendment understand the importance of talking about the issue.
Yeah.
He says, that's not answering my question at all, but okay.
Oh, and so there's then Sam right there. He's calling you.
I didn't give him that phone number. Then I went on to say, call the show and we can answer on air because he's listening.
Sure, of course.
He's messaging me.
This is what happens during the radio show all day, folks.
Then all of a sudden, no call. That was on Saturday. So then somebody named Jim Woodbury says, insecurity is quite transparent.
Insecurity.
Then, yeah, like we're insecure or something. Okay. I said, call us on the air. An insecure person doesn't bring the others.
Well, as long as my insecurity finds me on the right side of the law, I'm okay with that.
Hey.
Amen.
That's exactly.
All right.
Brad Bennett then goes on to comment, I'm glad the First Amendment protects your rights to be obsessed with gay sex. Okay.
No. See, they're diverting again.
Exactly. Spent.
And that's all they do is get off the topic because they don't want to be uncovered. That's all it comes down to.
So
next
then,
point.
Dan, the guy who never called in when I gave him the number, who was, commenting.
Bray, this can be.
He said,
by the looks of
Brad,
you, Dan, you only encourage the enemies.
That's right. I've appointed Philip my high counselor.
Yes.
Listen to these guys under News Talk on iTunes, is what he said to the other two commenting. It's like a cross between old-time gospel hour and a special needs class.
I appreciate that. And you know what, Dan, and you and your buddies, thanks for listening. We appreciate that.
You must know something. Then Jim Woodbury follows up and says, well, special needs people need their radio shows too, 47 chromosomes and counting. So I just responded, said, thanks for listening, guys.
Yeah, that's all you have to say. And folks, just so we can get it onto the talking points again, it's not about attacking any particular people. It's about protecting a particular people that are under attack. Someone posted this on my Facebook. You call it ironic? No, I call it divine. Heather, go ahead and share what took place just today.
Yes, homosexual Connecticut couple accused of raping adopted children.
Uh-huh.
So it says the case of a same-sex Connecticut couple accused of repeatedly raping and abusing two of their 9 adopted children, boys.
All boys, yep.
Is headed for trial.
Ooh.
So two of them came out. One
trouble.
Was a 5-year-old and a 15-year-old.
Going to jail for a long time.
If they make it there.
And it says their arrest warrants claim the couple not only sexually and physically abused the children, but also forced them to sleep in closets.
This is brand new.
Yep.
Okay, wait a second, Heather. So you're telling me they adopted 9 boys.
Yes.
What do people need to figure out here?
Yep.
This is incredible.
Because they want to get married so they can adopt children.
I guess.
And there's 3 other children that are claiming that they were abused as well.
Did you hear this through the state-run media, or where'd you get this from? I'm just curious.
New York Daily News.
Ooh, not bad. Good for you guys. But it seems like somebody over there cares about the facts.
Yep. One of the boys said they were assaulted since the age of 6, and he said they took turns raping me over and over again. Anyone who would do this to a child is sick, is a sick, demented person.
That's why we stand up. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, coming right back, bringing forth justice to the Injustice Department.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Good for him. Okay, the Attorney General represents the United States in legal matters generally and gives advice and opinions to the President and to the heads of the executive departments of the government when so requested.
The power of enforcement is found in the President himself. So when the DOJ, the Attorney General, he's his representative, he's his cabinet member over there, then the President goes and brings forth that enforcement with the armed forces if need be, but he's the executive officer.
Number one definition, Webster's 1828, a rule particularly established or permanent rule prescribed by the supreme power. Laws are imperative or mandatory, commanding what shall be done, prohibitory, restraining from what is to be forborne or permissive, declaring what may be done with incurring a penalty. The laws which enjoin the duties of piety and morality and prescribed by God and found in the scriptures. So where does law come from? Again, folks, I'm not going to go down this trail today. Common sense. Make reference to the law giver. Therefore, we are a Mosaic institution founded on common law, founded upon the Declaration of Independence, where we derive our inalienable rights given unto us by our Creator, the laws of nature and nature's God. And who did our forefathers, who were they always putting their hands up to and asking for his help all the time? Imploring the Supreme Judge of the Earth. Who would that be?
The God of our Lord, Jesus Christ.
So, now that we got that laid down.
That's old-time gospel right there, baby.
The two enemies of the people are criminals and government, so let us tie the second down with the chains of the Constitution, so the second will not become the legalized version of the first. I love that. Man, that...
Two enemies.
Ugh. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States. As you know, in Operation Fast and Furious, Attorney General Eric Holder is guilty of putting thousands of assault rifles, AK-47s, into the hands of Mexican drug lords in an attempt to blame the American people for the crimes the administration and its officials are guilty of contriving and committing. The fallout, as a result, Border Patrol agent Brian Terry was killed along with hundreds of Mexican civilians, including teens at a birthday party and a Mexican beauty queen. Bringing forth justice to the Injustice Department. Anytime, Jake.
I'm just thinking about the fact that, can you believe this? You have the Attorney General, Department of Justice, taking the very same guns that he wants to take out of law-abiding citizens' hands to defend themselves.
But what about the rebel Syrians? What are they doing there? They're arming them over there in Benghazi. Your government is arming them. And if you look at the biggest gun dealer in the world, that would fall to our government friends. And it's interesting that our government is arming these foreigners, namely America's sworn enemies, but yet people are in some sort of gun debate. Get out of the debate, friends. There is no debate.
Well, if it doesn't make sense enough that those same weapons they run through Fast and Furious, they give to Mexican drug cartels, okay? We're supposed to keep guns out of the bad people's hands, they say. They put them into the bad people's hands,
yep.
Only to see the bad people murder people so that they can go and try to take them out of law-abiding citizens'
hands. So, again, Hegelian dialectic. They create the chaos to bring in the order. Mm-hmm. They create the chaos to bring in the order. We're talking about Attorney General Eric Holder here.
Yep.
And, folks, what we're talking about is bringing forth justice to the Injustice Department. Let's go to the Mark Rich pardon. Eric Holder served as Deputy Attorney General under the Clinton administration, and during his tenure, Holder was involved in the controversial pardon of Mark Rich, a major Democratic contributor and fugitive for tax fraud. Holder admitted that he advised Rich's lawyer, Jack Quinn, to bypass the normal pardon request procedures and take their plea directly to the White House, to the pimp. At the urging of Quinn, Holder called Clinton's counsel at the White House to discuss his thoughts in favor of Rich's pardon. More importantly, Holder failed to inform prosecutors that a pardon was in process for Rich, denying them the opportunity to intervene. This scandal, by the way, friends, was covered by many news outlets, including the New York Times. They were telling on their own back then, I guess.
Lots changed. I mean, if you even look at that, you see what was kind of in an embryo stage back then. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like being birthed, and Clinton, who wouldn't dare embolden himself enough to do what this administration has done. But it's all the same people. They've always had it in their heart to do these things. They just didn't do it back then. Why? Because the people wouldn't tolerate it.
What comes to my aid is Frederick Douglass, the great abolitionist, when he said, let me see if I can do this by memory. Where justice is denied, where poverty is enforced, where ignorance prevails, and where any one class is made to feel that society is an organized conspiracy to oppress, rob, and degrade them, neither persons nor property will be safe. Yeah, I think that's right. I did pretty good on that one, didn't I?
Yeah.
All right.
Like word for word.
Were you impressed?
Very.
Okay, let's go to the next point. Talking about bringing forth justice to the Injustice Department concerning Attorney General Eric Holder and his Injustice Department. The Barikwa Popular Army Clemency.
Oh.
The Canada Free Press reported against the express wishes of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the federal prosecutor, and the victims of the Barikwa Popular Army. Holder recommended clemency to Clinton for the 16 convicted terrorist group members. This was done despite the fact that they were never recanted, none of their actions, nor provided information against any fugitive members. Clinton followed Holder's advice and granted clemency. By the way, for those that didn't know, we can go back to Arkansas, and we can talk about the Clinton administration, and 145 people just mysteriously died around that administration, and how President Clinton was the biggest drug dealer in America, for those that didn't know. If you haven't seen Clinton Chronicles, friends, you might want to take a peek at it. Pretty, pretty scary stuff that this is taking place in the Oval Office back in the 90s. So here we are. Here we are talking about the Boricua Popular Army clemency. Clinton followed Holder's advice and granted clemency regardless. Bringing forth justice to the Justice Department. New Black Panther voter intimidation scandal. This is leading up to something, friends. Just hang on with me. The Civil Rights Division of the Department of Justice confirmed after a complete investigation and substantial evidence that members of the radical Black Panthers, by the way, they're only being used as well, friends,
kind of like
as a political battering ram. Yeah, we know the infiltration of the CIA there, friends. The same thing with Farrakhan and his organization. They're controlled and they're being used, and they're useful idiots, friends, is what it comes down to. So the evidence that members of the radical Black Panthers had violated voter civil rights during the 2008 presidential election by intimidating voters. I wish I'd have lived in Philadelphia at that time.
A good time.
I would have grabbed me some of my biker buddies, and I would have went right up in the face of all this, and I would have dealt with the situation at hand lawfully.
And they would have ran away.
In other words, I would have stood there, and I would have helped Grandma walk right in and vote.
Yep. There you go,
and Grandpa.
I'll escort you.
Yeah, because I guarantee you the veterans weren't standing down. I guarantee you that Navy SEAL Team 6 wasn't standing down. And not just white folks, neither, friends, the black as well, right? All nations are one blood. I'm sick and tired of this division that this administration is trying to bring about in this country. Divide and conquer, divide and conquer. Last week, our friend from Florida called, Ramon. And what was he talking about? This administration is using every method it can possibly contrive to divide the people. Friends, we are one nation under God. That's why we continuously revert back to the Constitution and the Bible, friends. That's what makes us one. Wasn't it our friends, one of my heroes, Martin Luther King Jr., who said, we're not to be judged by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character.
Our behavior.
And you have a black criminal in this White House using every method to try, in an attempt, I should say, to divide the American people. Listen, I got a black guitar player. I got black friends. I have black preacher friends. Folks, this is not an issue of race. And this race baiting that this individual is using does not belong to my generation. That is water under the bridge, friends. I go on. Holder ordered the case to be dropped against the Black Panthers. Internal memos exposed that the Holder Department of Injustice takes no concern over cases where whites are victims, only cases where minorities are. Did you hear me?
Yeah, who's making it about race?
Who's the racist? Talking about bringing forth justice to the Injustice Department, I go on. Jake, you are a great commentator. You are a great show host.
Co-host?
Yeah, but you're supposed to say more than what you do. Here.
I don't.
Take a drink.
No.
Right here.
I don't get in the way of the flow. So I'm just stepping back.
Well, man, maybe sometimes maybe you need to get in the way of the flow, Joe. Okay?
Okay.
Defense of marriage. Eric Holder has directed the Department of Injustice not to enforce the federal law. Folks, I am not being facetious when I say we need to bring forth justice to this Injustice Department. I'm not playing. Folks, justice without force is powerless. Force without justice is tyrannical.
Right.
And here we are. The Defense of Marriage Act, Eric Holder will not enforce because he said he does not feel that it is right. According to who?
Like him?
Healing your perverted fallen nature?
That's right.
In doing so, Holder has violated his oath to office, which requires him to uphold all federal laws. And this clearly shows his violation and disdain towards the laws of nature and of nature's God. Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Come right back and finish this piece off.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm enjoying the show daily, and I want to thank you guys. You really opened my eyes, and what I thought I once knew, I know now, was not really the right thing, even from the preachers that I'd heard speak and preach.
Yeah.
And, you know, we know the truth when we hear it. So I know you're telling the truth daily.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, I'm Pastor Broden. The First Amendment is made up of five platforms that are designed to limit government and protect our liberties. Our founding fathers covered in the First Amendment the right to religious liberty, restriction on federal government's interference in our religious liberty, our right to free speech, and the right to a free press. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way, the right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. To nullify unconstitutional law or executive orders, we must petition redress. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Sorry, should have brought that up at the halfway mark, but now is the time, quickly.
Last
Charles D. Montesquieu, there is no crueler tyranny than that which is perpetrated under the shield of law and in the name of justice.
Isn't that exactly what is happening right now? Everything you're describing from Eric Holder, he represents the Justice Department, under, of course, the oversight of the President of the United States.
As he's attempting to strip away your rights, when his whole purpose is there to ensure your rights.
So he's perpetrating justice under the shield of law.
Looks
and
like
in the
law,
name of justice.
Smells like law, has the color of law, but it's not law.
That's right, because the problem is it ties the people's trust to it because of those reasons. It may look, it may smell.
Well, he's got a suit on.
But it's tyranny. Tyranny.
You know, I said one time, it kind of reminded me of Sid the Sloth, and I'm not saying that to be funny, but, you know, sometimes people have those characteristics.
Oh.
Sid the Sloth.
I remember that. I do.
And Kerry made a picture one time, and I thought, that was so immature.
That was Kerry, America, just so everybody knows.
Yes, it was.
Yes, that wasn't Snerdly, that was Kerry.
Let's get over to Wall Street.
But if you look at that, what you're talking about, that is the travesty that's happening right now. It's lawlessness with a badge on. So people look at the badge and they say, oh, must be good, right? And if you're an ignorant, dull citizenry, by the way, that's why we had public education, not federally controlled public education, public meaning for the public.
Yeah.
Not paid for by the public either. Usually churches and religious organizations were the one that foot the bill there. Because we wanted our people educated to know when a tyrant is in office, you have to throw him out. And you would think that our representatives, who are a line of defense against that type of tyranny, yeah, should know that. That's why they're there.
Listen, just comes to my mind. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Yep. The first thing he says, because you have forgotten my law, I will forget your children. We're coming up to that. Let's get over to Wall Street really quick. And what are we talking about right now?
That's literally a street.
Dick, can you just kind of hold off on the commentary here? Can you just kind of back up a little bit? Folks, we're talking about bringing forth justice to the Injustice Department. On Wednesday, concerning Wall Street, March 6, 2013, just recently, friends, Eric Holder testified before the Senate Judiciary Committee, in essence stating that Wall Street tycoons are above the law. Holder told the Senate Judiciary Committee that the size and interconnectedness of some institutions has made it difficult for us to prosecute. This reminds me of those 5,000 members in the Defense Department, your Defense Department friends. This is exactly what he said when they didn't have the manpower to investigate, following an ICE investigation, finding out that 5,000 employees at the Defense Department of the United States of America was downloading child pornography. Hmm. He said he didn't have the manpower, but he's got the manpower to put guns into the hands of your enemies to blame you for their crimes, friends.
And send money over to...
It just doesn't get any more clear as to what's being said. What is it America needs to understand that you are the law? A nation ceases to be the republic when the people cease to be the law. You are the law, friends. As long as you're abiding by that law.
That's right.
Right?
Because we're all under law.
Let me go to homeschooling really quick. And what are we talking about again? We're talking about bringing forth justice to the Injustice Department. Homeschooling. Holder has filed against the Romicki family, a German family who is seeking asylum in the United States after being forced to flee the country or risk losing their 5 children to the German government. Isn't that what America's about, Jake?
Yep.
Asylum, religious freedom.
Freedom.
Yes.
The ability to...
Freedom!
But, okay, so if America is where people come to get freedom, what did our Department of Justice say about that?
I know what I can say, that if we don't maintain justice, justice will not maintain us.
Sure.
Man, I'm glad these thoughts just
keep... Well said.
Yes.
But so this family to America, like you said.
Here, here.
We've all immigrated here because of the tremendous liberties we have in America.
Amen.
And opportunity and prosperity as a result of those liberties.
Yeah.
So the Department of Justice on homeschooling, a family comes here.
Yep, okay. To force to put their children in public schools in Germany against the parents' religious beliefs. Okay. You would have thought
that would be liberty.
The people in Germany
would
have been so ashamed of what they tolerated in the 30s.
Yep.
Oh, wait a second. 405,399 Americans also died snuffing out that joker.
Right.
So we see it over in Germany, and we see it coming from this attorney general, friends. The same mentality. Who?
What was it that he said?
America, it's time. Oh. He said that asylum should not be granted to homeschoolers because, according to him, homeschooling is not protected under religious freedom. Folks, I didn't know that the government had the right, federal government had the right to violate Article 10 of the Bill of Rights by throwing indoctrination on your kids in public schools. Who's violating the law? Eric Holder is violating the law. See, folks, if we can get on the right side of the law here, we're going to understand that we have... This is advantageous to us.
It is.
If we can get into great specificity
it's like
what the law says.
It's like that game where the heads pop up and you whack them in the head.
Yes.
They're popping their heads up.
Lawfully.
They're not
of
even
course.
Going down. So you take the whacker, which is called the law, and you whack them on the head with it.
Yeah. You know, Jake, to be honest with you, I wouldn't hurt a fly. Well, I'm sorry. I've killed a lot of flies.
Yeah, and mosquitoes.
Tell the
irritating.
Truth and shame the devil.
Yeah.
But if I seen a bird on the side of the road, I just want to tell you my heart, friends. If I seen a bird on the side of the road and it had a broken wing, I would do my best to try to help that animal maintain its life.
Tell me about that turtle.
I wouldn't want it to suffer. No, I don't want to talk about the turtle.
That's a good story.
Get off the turtle, dude.
I'm serious. I did the same thing.
Are you talking about Raphael?
No. That guy, he's like a painter, wasn't he? Oh, you're thinking of the mutant ninja turtle. Oh,
isn't that what you're talking about?
No, I was talking about the turtle on the side of the road.
America, it's time to bind criminals such as Eric Holder down with the chains of the Constitution. Folks, this is crime. That is being perpetuated against the American people. He's going forward now attacking homeschoolers' friends.
So is he going to deport this family back to Germany?
That's what they're talking about doing. But I want people to understand this is not his purpose. His purpose, government's purpose is not to violate the law.
That's right. It's to protect your rights.
Thank you.
Period. And that's what the law does. You know what it's like? It's like a bunch of, you got a city, you got a wall around it. That wall is going to be the law. It's protection. It's a defense against outside enemies. What has happened is tyrants have hijacked the city, and the law that used to protect your rights, they've taken you and your rights, put them outside of the wall. Now the law, and this is what criminals will do, protects them from kicking you out of your own city.
Well, it's interesting, too, that when they don't abide by the law, it shows you that they're trying to become the law.
Exactly.
Yes.
They're usurping the kingdom of heaven.
Amen. Isaiah 14. America, it's time to bind criminals such as Eric Holder down with the chains of the Constitution, because America, it is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Therefore, it's our responsibility to uphold the laws of our republic and hold our public servants to their oaths of office to uphold and defend the Constitution of the United States. Because if you don't, friends, it's not going to be too long before you embolden them to do or to take another shot at another one of your rights. Now he's aiming at your children, friends.
And why? Because he's been tolerated. This man should be in jail right now.
Everybody knows that.
When anybody is in contempt of court, you go to jail. If the judge says you're in contempt of court, then the bailiff or whoever it is, the guy, the armed guard, takes you to jail. Oof. Right now, the House of Representatives, John Boehner being the speaker of that house, should have had Eric Holder arrested and put in jail. Why he has not been? The problem no longer is Eric Holder. It's John Boehner in the House of Representatives.
Well, we understand he likes to golf with Barack Hussein Obama.
Sure.
And we also understand from an inside source, friend, so I'm not just throwing things out there. He likes to drink a lot. And really what it comes down to is St. Augustine comes to mind right now.
Yeah.
He said, in the absence of justice, what is sovereignty but organized robbery? Isn't that great?
That is.
Let me say it again. In the absence of justice, by the way, Psalm 9:16 says that God is known by the just judgment that he executes. You know what he says right after that? He said the nation that forgets God will be turned into hell.
Yeah.
That's exactly what he said. In the absence of justice, what is sovereignty but organized robbery? You're being plundered, America. Come on, let's stand up. We can do this thing. That's what the Sons of Liberty are all about. Jake?
You know what, folks? We need your help to do that. Right now at sonsoflibertyradio.com, we have the DVD series. It's a $60 donation. It's a way to help get this message out there on a nationwide basis. Educate the uneducated, namely our next generation. I've had schools call me all day today saying we want Bradley's message into our school. We are organizing those things. But you know what the schools say next? Hey, you know what? We don't have a lot of money here, but we realize the validity of the message and the value of it. Can you make it to our school? And we will. We need your help to do it. You can depend upon us to reach that generation. We need to depend upon you for that support. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Make your donation. Big blinking icon on there for you to get it or get some of the product and support us so we can reach that generation, so we can turn this thing around.
Again, friends, if we do not maintain justice, justice will not maintain us. So what do you think about that? We're not telling you what to be afraid of. We're telling you what to deal with so you don't have to be afraid of it anymore.
Here's the answer.
How does that sound? You got Bradley and Jake, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Check us out online, Sons of Liberty Radio, and or check out my new Facebook page. It's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, or follow me on my Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. 1 John 3:18, we love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized Allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract. Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.